And whereinto shall I resemble it? Luke 13:18. Jesus couldn't tell what the kingdom of God was like here to others. He only experienced it himself. And it's true that everyone must find the same thing within themselves and not outside them. Because of the fact that the kingdom of the truth, the kingdom of God, is within man. The kingdom of God is within you. Now the great truth is that we breathe now, not in the past, nor in the future. When we realize this, we know that our living is from moment to moment. Now I would like to ask you a question, just see how you will react to it. Where is yesterday and where is tomorrow? Have you got the answer yet? Nowhere, it's in your mind. Doesn't exist except in your mind. Can't. The past is but a memory. The past is in your mind. Tomorrow has not come. So when you think about it, you will see that yesterday and tomorrow is just in your mind. The only time is now, at this very moment. The only time there is this moment when you're living. That moment then that is past is but a memory, an experience. The moment that has not come is just a hope. But a living expression is now, which is reality, which is greater than anything else in all the world because it is created. And you only can create in the now, not in yesterday or tomorrow. But people are always thinking about tomorrow and always remembering yesterday. Therefore, if you live now, at this very moment, you live now, you can have no hate, you can have no jealousy, you can have no right or no wrong. You're actually living in the living present. Therefore, where is these other things then that is not in the living present? Where are they? Are they not the formulations of your own mind, and they are not truth? Truth is a living expression at this very moment. And without understanding this, you will always be living in the past or living in the future. But if your formulations of your mind can be dissolved away, then at this very moment you are alive and creative. But if your mind is full of formulations, you will never be conscious of this actual creative moment, because it is eternity. I'll ask you another question now. Where is the Creator and His creation? The next question I'll ask you to answer with this question is the creation outside the Creator? Where is the Creator and His creation? Is His creation outside Himself? Can't you see clearly then that God being infinite in nature, there can be nothing outside Him? It's an utter impossibility. And therefore, infinity must fill boundless space. There is nowhere where it is not. Science has proved to us, through their postulating of a name of a substance which they call ether, a still space, ether that carries sound and light, it carries vibrations, and without ether we would have no vibrations at all. We would not be conscious of them. We would not be conscious of the light of a star, nor would you be conscious of the sound of my voice. Nor would you be conscious of a broadcast that is broadcast from a central broadcasting station and circulates the world in less than a quarter of a second. How is it then that it reaches the highest point in the stratosphere? It will go down into the bowels of the earth. It will cross completely around the world all at the same time. Why? Because of the ether. Because the ether is magnetized. And the magnetization of the ether carries the vibrations in all directions at one and the same time. This is just the same as a broadcasting station. If you are conscious of your creativeness, then your thoughts will be pure if you live in the ever present. If you live in your conditioning, and you're conditioned by your formulation, you're conditioned by your reactions to the external, or to people and to things, and you're always reacting, you will be conditioned. If you have certain beliefs you hold on to, certain ideas that you hold on to, you think that are true, they become a fixture in your mind. You're conditioned by them. Your mind is no longer flexible. Therefore, you'll be expressing your conditioning and you will not be creating. If you have hates and jealousies, you're living in the past, are you not? It's a memory of a reaction, but you still hold on to it. Therefore, you see that every moment that you live, instead of living here at the moment, being aware, mind you, aware at this very moment, you are living in reality, because reality can only express itself through your awareness that is from moment to moment. But if you hold in your mind enmities, jealousies, and hatred, then you are conditioned and you'll be expressing those things, and also you'll be creating in the ether a vibration according to your own thoughts and feelings. You will know now that if you are conditioned by the past, or if you are conditioned with your hopes for the future, you will know that you cannot create at this very moment, because this moment is the only time you can create from moment to moment. And if your mind is cleared of all the things that are hindering the expression of this ever-presence, then I say you are free. Freedom comes only when you are free. The enraptured feeling that came from the fact, not an idea of the fact, but the fact that we draw every breath from God. In this knowledge we have no past memories, no rights or wrongs, only filled with the great love life which is expressing itself in the ever-present. Some may say that this is impossible in our daily life, but the fact is that you can only live by the breath of God and not by any other means. Jesus said, you do not live by breath alone, but by the very word that flows from the mouth of God. When we understand this, there is no death. Life and death are one. For there cannot be one dead particle in the whole living universe. What the ignorant see is dead, what the enlightened see is transition. There is always a change taking place throughout the whole universe, and the only thing that is stable in the external or relative world is change. But that which in itself is created is unchangeable. The electricity is not affected, or is it limited, because it creates light? So neither is the life in you in any way limited by the expression it has within you. For the life in you is in no way separated from the totality of all life in the universe, because it is one. You cannot divide life. What is there to divide it with? Can you divide life? You only assume the illusion of that division. by seeing your neighbor separate to yourself. But it's the one life that is manifesting everywhere, and it was this that Jesus and the great prophets saw, and that was the power. When life is then divided in the mind, the individual is conditioned by his own illusion and is limited by that illusion. But if he can cleanse the whole of his mind and see and experience his living moment to moment, he will be free, and he will be as the Christ. At this very moment, at this very moment, you will be with me in paradise. Here is then the great secret of the mighty power of the Master, is of the fact that there is no division anywhere. They have so cleansed their minds of all that is separation, so that at that very moment of their creativeness, they are like the great gigantic radio station that is sending forth its vibration into the atmosphere and into the souls of people all over the world. A great many people think that everything happens by chance, and it's a chance here and a chance there. Now, nothing happens by chance. There is no such thing as happens by chance. And the time will come when you will see why and the wherefore of the various things that happen to you in your life. The various things that happen to nations and people, because of the fact there is a power of unity that is working through the whole of the nations and the people. You may think that there is separation in the minds of the people, but you see, that is only a process of bringing people together, although you think and see that there is division. Eventually, there are certain things that happen through the process of evolution, because evolution is a process that is continuous all the time, and nothing can stop the process of evolution. You think you can put your finger on and stop the process of evolution? You cannot do so. When you try to stop it, you only increase it. When you try to suppress it, it gives it a greater incentive to go forward. It is the same thing with the natural element. If I want to fly from here to London, I get on an aeroplane. If there was no resistance to the aeroplane, I would never reach London. But because there is a resistance to the aeroplane, it rises into the atmosphere, and with that resistance, it is carried on its way to London. Without resistance, it could not reach its destiny. You will see many things that are happening today, but behind the scenes, when you have wisdom and understanding, you will not look at the immediate, but you will look at the thing that is coming forward, gradually moving step by step. Sickness air, as it were, 300 million years ago, it was a ball of fire. And out of that ball of fire, then came this vegetation. For a while you will see that this ball of fire became active and created an atmosphere around it. And this atmosphere, of course, which is etheric in its nature, was caused to become gases. These gases were two great gases which were forming the atmosphere with oxygen and hydrogen. And after a while, these great gases that surrounded the earth became liquid. And it rained for a million years. A million years is but a moment in eternity. Now, after that, then it cooled down on the surface. You will see how evolution came into existence. As it cooled down in the surface, the water still poured upon the earth. And gradually, the sea came into operation because it took from the earth material of the rocks into the sea the elements, and the sea became a substance of water with all the elements in it. And the sea is the best water. It is a water that is natural in itself because it contains the elements of the earth, the fire, and the water. And you see then gradually vegetation came into existence. And as vegetation comes into existence, so life started in the fluid. Just as life always starts in the fluid. Just as the amoeba, the small cell of life, first starts in fluid. And it gradually came out of the sea and moved onto the earth and lived on that vegetation. Gradually that vegetation became greater and greater. Before then, the earth was swarming and teeming with life. But life cannot come from death. Life must come from life. And there can be nothing existing except that the life exists first and last. And I tell you, then there is no death, but there is transition. The transition as a changing process of the relative world, but the stable thing behind it all is life and consciousness, creativeness. And that is what you and I have within us. And that's the only power that man has. And not until such time as he cleanses his whole mind of all his formulations and his beliefs, there he will find freedom. In that freedom of mind he will have peace. And in that quietness of the mind he will experience that creativeness that's beyond the mind. Does not exist in the mind. It is beyond the mind. If we would understand life, we must avoid the narrowness of conformity and free ourselves from the dictates of others, religious or otherwise, however learned they may be. Truth cannot be found in any book or in words. Jesus said, ye read the scriptures and you think ye have eternal life. You make a mistake. Thinking that by reading the scriptures that they could find eternal life. And you know perfectly well too that by reading a book you cannot find eternal life. You could only find it in yourself, and you will find it moment to moment. Not in the past, not in your mind of a memory, nor in a hope for the future. Because if life does not exist now, it never will. And if eternity doesn't exist now, it never will. And because that in itself, reality, exists at this moment, then it is immediate that when we cleanse our minds of that which hinders. I cannot but explain it in words. But it isn't an intellectual argument what we want of our minds, but I want, as I speak, for you to experience in the deeper stratas of your own consciousness, of feeling, and experience what I am saying. Not merely keep it as an intellectual thing, but in the deeper stratas of your consciousness, to feel it and to know it. In that you'll experience it. That is why I speak to you. Not that you will take away some intellectual idea of what I am saying, but experience this in your own deeper realms of your own consciousness, because in the depth of the consciousness there is peace, there is creativeness. And as the superficial layers of consciousness dissolve away, which call through your reaction, feel in the deeper layers of your consciousness, there is the quietness just as it would be in the very depth of the ocean. Yes, there is peace. In that depth of the consciousness, you can experience what I am saying to you. Do not try and make it an intellectual idea that you can carry away with you and think if I said was the truth.
to you. Truth is not an idea. But if you can experience this in yourself, then I say, you will know as before. So then truth can only be found when all these things of the mind are dissolved away. Then you live by the breath of God moment to moment, with no past or future, giving expression to the love and wisdom, the ever-present now. Life is more important than words or beliefs or dogmas. They are of the mind. We must liberate ourselves from the belief in authority, from position, etc. For if we are bound by these things, we will never know the ever-present life. We will merely be expressing the memory of the past, with all its conflicts, its sorrows, its rights, its wrongs. Oh God, can't you see to live in the present is to live in love and wisdom? How can we express the love life in the now when our minds are burdened with accumulation of the past? How can we express the ever-present if the past is hiding it? Are we not living in the prison of our own conditioning? And no matter what we think about God or what we may say, we only create other ideas which help to build our prison walls. All the time we build an idea or a belief about God, it becomes a prison wall. We have to break that prison wall, that belief, because it separates you from another. Not until you find the depth of your own consciousness, the one life that permeates every individual, then you will know that you must love your neighbor as yourself first, before you can love God, before you can understand the love and wisdom of God. What I'm saying to you is not a new doctrine, nor am I forcing upon you any new or old authority, for this would just be another limitation. Only when we free ourselves from all these limitations can we free others by helping them to free themselves by discerning the cause. Now, this is not easy, for we have to question the things that we hold dear and precious. In the first place, we have to invite doubt so that we can separate the unreal from the real. Then only that which is of eternal value will remain. So, it is difficult for most people to do so. How difficult it is, as Jesus said in his words, for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. He says it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. And it is much more difficult for you to part with your precious ideas, the things you brought up with from your infancy. But you have to part with them before reality can be revealed to you, because you will only be expressing your precious ideals are for you when you were a child. You were then carried along with your parents, and you followed a particular belief or religion. And now in your mind you are so fearfully afraid that if you just do a single thing wrong against that religion, you are damned in hell forever. You have so many different mortal sins that you become like a rabbit running from one hole to another where the weasel is chasing it. And so it is the same thing. It's the weasel that's chasing you from one hole to another because you cannot discern that these things are formulations of the mind. And the things that are most precious and most dear to you, you must examine freely and discern them and understand them and how they come about. And when you know how your conditioning comes about, then you can free yourselves and not before. The ecstasy of liberation and true happiness does not exist away from us in some faraway kingdom. Neither is it obtained through isolation in some faraway place, on the mountains or by the sea. This liberation, this happiness, is freedom from all authority, from all beliefs, no matter what they may be, for only through liberation comes true happiness. In this liberation, you give expression to the love life that is ever present, with no memory of the past, no memory of rights and wrongs, but the expression of the immediate present, the living, the God that knows no right, knows no wrong, who is not divided by himself or divided in himself, one whole and complete. That is the great wonderful truth you will find within yourself. The mind is free from all fears, and there comes a peace beyond our understanding, because it is not a peace we gain through that which is preventing the expression of the love life. Now, on this alone lies the love, wisdom, and power of God. The great masters, the prophets, are people who only express the great creativeness from moment to moment. But can you do it? You think you can. Can you think you can do it through a mass of formulations in your mind? You're looking through glass dimly. But you must cleanse the glass before you can see clearly. That's the mind. The mind must be cleansed of all these things that are hindering the expression of the love life. If you say you're a kind person, and you're unkind to another person, unkind to one and kind to another, then you say that you are a kind person? Have you ever examined why you are unkind to one and kind to another? Is it not the self that's the cause of all this trouble? If you hate one person and you love another person, can you say that you're a loving person? You may be in love with a person, and you may hate another person, but that is not a state of love. A state of love is existing in the very present. And you will know that when you exist at this very moment, there can be no room for anything else. The love and wisdom of God himself, because it is God who is living, not you. It is God who is living. I and the Father are one. That's the Christian experience. Not a platitude or an idea of it, but a livingness of it. The question that some will ask, how can one be in love with life if life is a burden? And how can one learn to have no fear, for is not fear born in us? The answer is quite clear. Immediately you begin to understand your burden, it will begin to disappear. The moment you accept the fact that you are afraid, not of reality, but of ourselves, fear will begin to disappear also. Immediately you begin to see that yourself and your thoughts are one. That is the first step to freedom. But you think that your thoughts are external to yourselves, and then you begin to become afraid of them. But if you see that you are your own creator, and the creator and his creation are one, fear begins to disappear, because you're no longer afraid of your own creation. Is the creator afraid of his own creation? But you live in an illusion of the past and the future, not in the present. Therefore the past and the future you're afraid of. But where does the past and the future exist? Does it exist anywhere except in your mind? Of course it doesn't. Only in your mind. And you're the creator of the past, the creator of the future. A man and not God created yesterday and tomorrow. If I say I have no burden, I have no fear, I'm deceiving myself. And I'm caught up in the net of both. My deception is my conditioning. Because if I'm conditioned, I'm afraid. If I'm conditioned by the past and the future, I'm afraid. But if I say, well, I'm not afraid, but I am afraid, Am I not deceiving myself?
Am I honest with myself?
I must find out why I'm afraid, not saying I'm not afraid.
You're living in opposite.
You say, I have courage. All the time fear is in your heart.
You tremble in your boots and you say, oh, I've got courage. I'm very courageous. Oh, terrible courageous.
Some wonderful courage you've got when you're shaking in your shoes. How can you understand if you don't understand why
you have fear? Don't you say, I have no fear?
I'll be deceiving myself. But as soon as I know myself and my burden and my fears, then they begin to disappear. Then only will I realize that which in itself has no fear, no burden, being ever present. And if I live in the presence at this very moment always, I will have no fear.
Jesus always said, fear not. Fear not, he lives in the presence. When Peter walked up of the boat onto the water, Peter for a moment saw the Master doing it. So he said, ask me to come to you. In other words. And Jesus said, yes, come on. Come on the water. Like an ordinary person would do so. But when Peter walked in the water and he took 2-3 steps, he thought to himself, why? I'm on the water. What if the waves and the water would break and I would sink? And immediately he did it. He sank. He was afraid. Fear overtook him. But fear did not overtake the Master because he was living in the present. The ever present. Oh, if you could only know that there is no past. It's in the mind. The mind that causes these things. The belief of them. The conditioning of them. If we are not in love with life, we will be in sorrow and conflict. To be in love with life is to live every moment of life. This frees us from the pains of the past, from the fear of the future. If I do not love life, the deep water, so I'll have to struggle. But when I understand myself, my struggling will cease. Why do I struggle? Don't I struggle against myself? Am I not the cause of the struggle? When I understand myself, the self will disappear. Then the self alone is the cause of my fears and my burdens. Jesus said, in other words, cast the burden upon me. My yoke is light and easy to bear. So we must cast the burden of the self before we continue in the ever-present love life, giving expression to it every moment. And this can only be done by being constantly aware every moment. Then I will love life as life loves me. I must love life in its entirety because it is not divided. So if I love life, I can't live a bit of life. I must love in its entirety, its fullness, its completeness. Therefore, I must love humanity. I must love my brother, my neighbor, as myself. You have not realized the meaning of the Master's words, but if you listen to me and you'll experience them in your own consciousness, deep in that realm where feeling is. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. I must do this to free myself from the past and the future. I must live in the present, not in the past and the future, to love God, because I can't love Him in the past or love Him in the future. I can only love Him now, at this very moment. And when that moment is past, it is but a memory. But the moment is always renewing itself. That is eternity, and that is freedom. The Creator and His creation are one and cannot be otherwise. Therefore, if I love my Creator, I must love His creation too, for they are one. When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Life is not divided, but we divide life into spirit and matter. Life has no problems, only man is in bondage of his own making. Therefore, happiness can be translated into the physical. Any other happiness in some distant place is but a fantasy, is not worth having. It's always in the ditch.
that never comes. If I say we will be happy when we die, we'll always be postponing that which is ours now. Even when you die, you'll want to die again. So you will be happy because you think that only when you die you'll be happy, or in somewhere else. That means you can only see there is no death and experience the fact that there is no death, then most of your troubles will disappear. Happiness through freedom can be achieved here and now in the activities of our daily life through understanding. Because we have divided spirit and matter, we imagine that spirit dwells in some far-off unknown locality. And in this locality only can there be happiness. That this is truly ignorance of the ever-present life, love, now. For if infinity exists, then there can be no locality. There is no such thing as a place apart from a place. Here and now is your conscious awareness. The kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of God is within you, not in some faraway locality. When we get beyond these ideas and beliefs that hide the ever-present love life, we will know it to be now. And this being is our being now, not in some distant time or place. For is this not denying the timeless, the ever-present reality? If this is properly understood, then happiness can be attained immediately. It is not by transcending the world that we can help the world, which is at present in bondage of our own making. As long as life is held in the bondage of ignorance, so will there be imperfection. Therefore, to neglect the material, as we try to do, we will never solve the problem of the world, which is our own problem, for we are the world. It would be useless for me to talk to you about happiness if you have no desire for happiness. You would never know affection if your heart did not respond to love. Neither would you understand if your heart did not ache. Neither can I give you a pill to swallow that could give you understanding. You would never know sorrow unless you have suffered. It would be useless for me to try and teach you if you have not suffered. Freedom only comes through understanding, and understanding comes when you have a strong desire to discover life, when you are really suffering, really searching, when you are intelligently in revolt at limitation. Then, at that time, when the search is finished and the mind becomes peaceful, and in that moment you will strike. It will come like a flash, yet it will pass. You will try to recapture it, but it is gone. You try again to recapture it, but how stupid is that? That is not the way. It is be continually aware, and in that awareness, there comes those moments to moments of eternity. You begin to experience in your deeper realms of the consciousness. You begin to know, and in that knowing, it's freedom. Past and the future do not exist anymore, because of happiness in the expression of your own creativity. My words shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which is sent forth to do. If you are content to stagnate in conformity and tradition and the like, you will never know freedom, which is living in the ever-present love life, and which is true happiness. Life is one. We cannot divide life. Now there is no ordinary or extraordinary in life. This is but an attempt to divide life. Immediately we do this, we are caught up in limitation. There's the extraordinary individual and the ordinary individual. The only difference between a person and another person is expressed in life. is that one has cleansed the mind so that the infinite can express himself clearly, while the other is caught up in his own conditioning. Life, which has no form, expresses itself in form, but that which is created in form returns to that which has no form. Life takes on form in order to function, but life is not limited by the form it creates. This is the realm of the absolute peace, the kingdom of happiness. Electricity is not limited because it creates life. My consciousness is not limited because it creates thought. My only limitations are my reactions, not my actions. Reaction is of the mind. Action comes from something else. And if you're only reacting to what I am saying to you, then it's of no value. But if action comes, therefore transformation will come. And that is of value. And transformation does not come from an intellectual idea, but from a deep feeling that you have within your own consciousness, deeper than the superficial flashes of consciousness. But in that deeper state of consciousness, there is a feeling, and in that feeling, there is immediate transformation. You will see in my method of talking to you is entirely different to anybody else. And I'm only teaching you as I have been taught, by the great master of it knows. And all I say to you is this, that when I was taught, I have to feel not the word, but the feeling of the word, to know within myself the truth, and are the truth and understanding of the word, not the word itself. The Creator is creation of one, yet he is not limited by his creation. Jesus said the flesh has no say in the matter, neither it has. When you begin to understand, so through a word could the prophet have said. In other words, wisdom is greater than silver and gold, and that no creature was like unto her. Science tells us that matter separate from energy does not exist. Energy is intelligence in action. There is but one substance underlying all form, and all form must be of that substance. Therefore, we are surely intelligent enough to realize that we cannot divide that which is manifesting and that which is manifested. Can you divide the manifesting from the manifesting? Can you divide matter from ether? Can you divide matter from energy? The scientific fact is you cannot. Nor can we divide the inner from the outer, or the outer from the inner. Nor can we separate the visible from the invisible. Nor can we separate the cause from effect. You cannot separate light from darkness, can you? Think in your own mind, you will see how impossible it is. When we understand this, we are free, and freedom is creative without limitation. The Bible says God is all there is, and there is none other but He, and by Him and through Him all is created. To accept the outer and disregard the inner, but to accept the inner and disregard the outer, we divide ourselves. Yet the flesh has no say in the matter. Form alone is not reality. Reality is behind and within the form. And no form can come into being except through reality. That is the Word that was in the beginning. And the Word was God. The Word was with God. And that very Word was God. And that Word was made flesh. But the flesh has no say in the matter. Therefore, the Word remains immortal. Form is not reality. Reality is behind and within the form, and no form can come into being except through reality. Therefore, to attain the power of our creative faculty, we must not seek that which is form, but realize the life that is behind and in all form, and is the cause of form. This is our creative reality. Things are not made out of that which are seen, but out of that which is not seen, Paul. When this freedom is reached, we will rejoice that we are not merely physical, but spiritual. The souls that have perceived something of the life behind and within all men have been overwhelmed by the knowledge of their possibility. They have come to the understanding of the omnipresence that fills boundless space. knowing nothing of the past or future, but eternal present in the everlasting life, love, now. The whole human race must eventually come to this understanding before the world's problems can be solved. And as the scribe said unto him, "Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is but one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifice." Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, and he said unto him, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." Because he must get entered into the kingdom of God because of the fact that, you see, Jesus knew this internal, ever-present reality of which he was himself. That he couldn't be separated from life, that he was living every moment, and that every moment was his living, and there was no death. Death was the moment was past, therefore he knew that there was no death. Death and life from the same cup. And he drank that cup. And no man after that just asked him any question. Neither the truth. How can you ask a question about the truth? No one can tell you what the truth is. I can only tell you what is not true and what is not the truth. And when you have found all that is false, then you will find the truth. I cannot give it to you. I cannot give you a pill that will give you understanding. But you will have to understand yourself and all these things that make up the formulations of your own mind, your greed, your cravings, your hate, all these things, the past and the future, must be discerned clearly. And you must understand and see where they are and how they come about. And in the cleansing of the mind, there is a freedom, the living expression of the living God, love and wisdom and the intelligence of the whole universe, that brought the universe into being. The same power that is manifesting in me is manifesting throughout the whole universe, and I am no way separated from it. When my mind is cleansed of ideas about the thing, or an idea of the fact that is true, then it becomes a living fact from my own experience. You must also do so, because my experiences will not give you that experience. It will be of no value to you. You will still be an idea. There will be a formulation of your mind. The time will come when you will experience that. It is greater than all formulas, greater than all mind, because it is creation itself. Benediction. O beloved one, in thee there is no division, no separation. When I discovered that thou didst create me within thyself, and thyself alone is my love life, I was free from all limitations. In this freedom I found true happiness, for I saw thee everywhere and was no longer afraid. In my mind arose the seed of separation through the desire for power of the self, which was the great illusion. My ignorance of my true being, I pursued a state of isolation contrary to thy will. O beloved one, when thou sent thy Son into the world to reveal thy love life within man himself, man did not heed him because man was caught up in the ignorance of the ever-present love life. He was ignorant of that ever-love life. Therefore, he could not accept love itself. The word spoken through thy Son has penetrated my mind, and now all that hinders the expression of thy love life has faded away into nothingness. Now thy creative consciousness beams through me, for I know it is thee alone who works in me, O blessed Creator of